Down to right, and beginning this fine session with Viola picking peas, shelling peas in the kitchen, 2 whole hours of it. This Monday, the 8th of July, 74, and she's the one who lived with Sharp down in front of Patterson's, Burnett Patterson's, with Sharp. And this is Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Viola this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
I see. You need a paper?
You don't have a pen.
Yeah, I got pens. What you like best?
I like a grease pen the best if you got one.
Well, I don't know if I've got one around here. This'll do right here, won't it? I'll get a paper. You just sit there.
It just won't jump away.
Yeah.
What about a sack?
I'm gonna turn the fan on for you soon. Let's sit in here.
Oh, that fan will give me a cold.
Well, I don't mean on you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn it on you. I'm just gonna turn it over here. Let's put it right here so we can sit. No, we're not going to turn your fan on you. Oh. Let me put it. Now, we can stick it right down the table. And you pull your chair up right here. That's right. And I'll help pick two.
You go to teach y'all?
Well, I'm going to learn. Now, you're going to teach me. You're going to show me how.
I'll give me something to put the hole
in. Well,
hello, how you
doing?
All right, hey.
I want to see you in the kitchen. Let me give you a little fan.
She said she doesn't want his fan on her. It's cute to give her a cold, but I told her it's...
If you put that cold in here, or I put the hole in, it'll be nice.
Well, it'll give you a cold
every
time.
I ain't used to.
Or if it don't give you a cold, it'll give you a crick.
She said she did better with a dishpan, and isn't it awful? I didn't have a dishpan.
Well, they won't jump away from me and get on the floor.
Tell ya. She was resting. She said it's too hot out there. Woo. Now, let me watch you. See how you do it.
You never see her in it?
Yeah, but I don't shell them right.
Ain't nothing to do with shell. Some of these peas are kind of rough.
Yeah, well, we don't want those, do we? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes one or two get in here, though.
Now, like these, you see. Yeah. When they don't look right, I just throw them away. That's all I know to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Daisy shelled some of them, some for us the other day. I tell you, it takes such a long time. Do you like to shell them? Oh, look, he found a dishpan.
Okay. I got my ready there just about full. Got to be cleaned out, though.
Now, what was Sharp good for? Was he pretty good at anything?
He used to be a carpenter. But You gotta throw your one new one.
Well, did he find things and stuff like that?
Well, he didn't do much of it since he was with me. But he said he used to.
Hmm?
He said he used to.
Well, now you see, I'm not a pea picker, but I found this dishpan for you.
I would want that in there.
Well, now you have to tell me, because you told me what I... If that didn't cook hard, don't put it in.
No, it cooked out the rest of them, but it gets a different color.
Oh, let me see that. Yeah, well, that's the old speckle pea, isn't it?
Yeah.
How'd that get in there?
Well, it mixes up seeds sometimes.
You put them in your freezer?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I just wash them and put them in a plastic bag.
You don't blanch them? You
no,
don't
ma'am.
Boil them a little bit?
No, ma'am.
And they keep?
They keep pretty good. Keep till I get to eating them up.
How you cook them?
How I cook them?
How do you cook them?
I just put them in the pot and boil them. I don't defrost them before I put them in there. I just put them on in the pot.
You want some water?
I'll get
some. What
am I going
to? Meat and stuff, my flavor stuff in there. Well, so. Well, I still got plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
What this? A major?
You don't want that?
This pan.
This pan?
Yes, sir. Oh, you wait a dish red. I'll wash it out. Look good in this.
Okay, wash it out good. Now, if I had a little something, chill in.
This little old pan's all right.
Well, I talked to Sharp, and he seemed to be, I thought he was, well, you know, he'd do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, he done got so he wasn't able to do much then. He thought he was able, but he wasn't.
Was that his little patch out there in front of your house?
I see what was green.
Ah, you had rows of a lot of things out there, don't you remember?
Yes, me his.
Well, did he know anything about a garden or anything?
Yeah. He know the right spot about farming. He used to wait for Mr. Wood.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, where did he come from?
He used to slow it.
But he lived around here?
His home and used to start and he was helping to come through there to fix up Mr. Jesse Walker's house.
Oh, really?
And when he got here, he stayed.
Well, well, now you see, I didn't know that. I didn't have any idea. I sure didn't.
You see, they had to move out to have it fixed. So he coming on, he fixed it and let him stay right on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Jesse and
Amy.
When I see Jesse, I never saw him. He'd gone when I got here. But Amy, I used to see her all the time.
Francis got the house now.
Yeah. I don't see Francis though. I used to go by there, you know, and Amy'd be sitting out there, and I'd stop and sit on the porch with her. I put some cows in there one time. Oh, it was heavy land. You talk about heavy land, don't you? You know, right down there a little bit below Amy?
Yeah.
Right there where it's low. That's
yeah, but we planted down there one year. Oh. Water took it.
Yeah. You just have to replant it, wouldn't you?
And let it alone.
Just let it alone?
Yeah.
Well, when I put them cows there, it hadn't been plowed in some time, and that hair grass was as sick as anything I ever saw. Oh, it was sick.
Mm-hmm. She tells me that she almost died several years ago. Tell God what you told me. It's hard to believe.
What was that?
Well, Warner, I always have some the wrong thing in my mouth.
That's something for you to spit in.
Oh, that's what brought that from
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
If you want it.
We can get you some more.
That's what I always use when I chew tobacco.
Yeah.
And we can always get you some more of that stuff if you want it.
Yeah. When I was laying out, I had a spell of sickness not laying out there one night. They asked me, is something wrapped, look like it's going right through the top of the house? They asked me, would I be willing to take care of another old sick man? I said, no, Jesus, I said. I'm down here sick now. I'm trying to get to go to my church. I'm hoping I can get up and go to my church, I said. And, so I'm going to take care of another old sick man. Will you be willing to say you took care of old sick lady? I wondered for the longest who was the old sick lady. But I could come to him after.
And this voice just told you this.
Yeah, there's a voice coming right through the top of the house. See. If you're willing to do what I say, thou heed. And spoke it two or three times, said, I hear you. I jumped about that bed, and I don't know what I'd done when I jumped out that bed. I told you, I said, yeah, I'll do anything you say to me. And I got right up and been going ever since.
Is that
fine? Yeah.
Now, how can you believe that?
And I was a sick woman, too.
You thought you were going to die.
Yes, my brother had done said he done told me he's coming out there and stay. Because he didn't thought I was going to live. When he come back next time, he always said, you ain't going to die.
Well, what do you think?
And then they told me, one was told me, said, don't worry about no welfare. I said, don't worry about no welfare.
Don't worry about any welfare?
Yeah. And I went to the store that Friday. I had a welfare check.
Well, how about that?
And the husband told me he wasn't going to send me now. And I went right on 985. And they done sent one. One come somewhere.
That's something. Well, what do you think happened?
Well, that was the Spirit of the Lord. Let me know I could be healed, and then showed me he could heal me. And he healed me and let me go on back to the church. He even told me to bring the church to me.
Now, what was that? You said you couldn't go to church?
Yeah. I said I wasn't able to go to church. And I want to get, and talking about taking care of another man. And I ain't able to go to church. And I want to go to church. So he let me know he could heal him and let me go to the church.
I'm done. Now.
Was that the time you...
And this old lady, what he was speaking about, I had forgot about that. This old lady, Janet Gill. I used to see after her. I would go to her house every day, see about her. Nobody else couldn't, no other woman couldn't go there. Couldn't no woman go there but me. She run them away. And they had been here around her for years. She wouldn't let them come there. If she's sick away, I said, wouldn't let them come. God, so she come to my house. I told her one day, I said, you come through these woods again to my house. I said, if you come, why don't you come to the road, not come through the woods? I said, you come through these woods again, come out there and stay. Before she got there, I said, I went and got her. I told her, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. Would you put a switch on an old lady like you? Me? I say, if you come through these woods again, I'm going to put a switch on. I just told her that, you know. I wouldn't have heard of her nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I didn't want her to get hurt. And so, but when we moved, before we moved, she had to go to the old home. And we told her that she'd get all right. And she'd be all right and come back, and they let her come back. That we'd build a house and put in. I said, no, they get back. She died. Her name was Danny Jook.
Where she lived?
Down there, at the little, you know where Miss Smith stay?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in a little house, across in front of Miss Smith.
Oh, I see.
Then she stayed over there in that little house that done fell down now.
Yeah. They're right down there in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. But I'd love to see after old folks, what older than I am. I done got older. I wonder, would anybody be that way by me?
No, it won't happen to you. No, there's always other fella. Yeah.
Of course, he was showing up old. He's old as he's showing up.
Yeah.
He had a dog there, well. And the dog got stick bit. And she killed that snake. And then didn't tell nobody nothing. She went to the dog and put a dog in the house with her. And the dog died right there. So. That's a scent. It's a shark. He went down there and dead dog. You want a flower when the dog breathes.
Yeah.
Shark told him he wasn't done much with no flower.
Oh, he did?
I said, Mr. Shark told her that. I said, don't tell her that. Go ahead and put something on the dog breathes. It's satisfied. Do everything you can to satisfy. Oh,
did it?
You worried about a dog.
Did he put some on?
I put some.
You did. That's what I figured.
Well, he said he done done enough to get a dog. Now he wasn't gonna do no more. I could cook for her, I see, but she wouldn't. Nobody else been that come there, so I go cook some for her. Oh, good man, you know what I want me? I said, what do you want? She said, you listen now. She said, I want me some biscuits. You gonna cook them? Gonna cook them there? I said, yeah. I want me a pork chop and some soup. I said, well, I got some soup to the house. I eat your soup, but I ain't eat nobody else's. Well, I cooked her some biscuits and I cut her, cooked her pork chop. Yeah, that's a good. Oh, she sat down and she enjoyed that so good. And she got to let it go off. Oh, she hated that thing. She hated the little so bad, she didn't know what to do. She got to cry. But the other people got it up. The good little.
To get rid of her.
Yeah. She could stay it on. And I'd have seen after that on, but the other people, they wasn't satisfied because she didn't like them. Now Miss Lyle, she got so she could come see her. She let her come see her. And she got her away from him. Lala, would you stay right down there?
Oh, yes. Miss Liza died in 66 or 7.
And when?
67. It's been a good while.
Been that long?
Same for it. Yeah. Yeah, sure had it.
I know she died so Sharp died.
When did Sharp die?
She died in Sydney, I think.
Yeah.
She was dead 4 years, going on 5.
Well, was Sharp still living down there where I knew about him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, where you living now?
Yeah.
You living there now?
Yeah. That's my little home.
Well, it's you got plenty of room there.
Yeah. Well, my brother, he stays there part of the time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He comes out from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But he don't come out enough to help your farm.
Well, he talk like he get a good place. He stay out in the farm.
She.
I see where he at there in Gainesville. He got some pretty good little piece of land there. Planted something on him. He just be back as a foul. I help him every day. If he don't get you, he call me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know him, do I?
No. I think so.
I don't remember seeing him.
He joined the church here. He come to me to church on Sunday.
Well,
he wasn't here this Sunday, but he and Jenny B's here. Every Sunday.
Well, what do you know? Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Which church you go to?
Marilo. Not in a place. Center Port used to be. They call it Marilo now. Where they're building that new church.
Yeah. That's a good place for one. However, there's not as so many people live right close there as they used to. As they, it must have been.
He is one of the deacons.
Oh, your brother?
Yeah.
What's his name, bro?
William E. Black.
William?
Yeah. Most all of us call him Bully.
I see. Yeah. More people know him about Bully than what William, huh?
See, she picks up a handful of peas and holds them in her hand.
Yeah.
And shells them like that. And I pick them up one at a time.
She goes about three times.
These peas, she always gone to them.
Yeah. Not all of them good.
A half of them in this whole garden.
Oh, is it? Well, I just eat them rotten and all, it looks like. Wonder if I'm getting any rotten ones over here.
She says he's going to use these dried ones for seed, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, so she screened them out.
And put in some more.
Yeah.
Sometime.
What's the name of these peas? You know? They're not black eyes.
Cream peas.
Cream peas.
Yeah.
I see.
They're a nice eating pizza. I like them better than I do any other pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What are you cooking with?
Well, I'm mostly cooking mine with butter because there's a whole lot of these bacon.
But butter don't season them up much, does it?
Yeah. That blue bonnet.
That'll season them a little?
Yeah. But you can cook them with meat. But the doctor just don't like to eat bacon.
Yeah.
That's make I have to put something else in my.
So you just don't eat it. A lot of people, the doctor doesn't allow to eat, but they go ahead and eat it.
Be hard at it and then throw myself down.
I guess you've seen enough of that. You don't want to go that away yourself.
That's true. Don't be hard-headed.
No.
I ain't no big hard to go on.
No.
But when the Lord sees fit, I know he's going to take me. I ain't no big hard.
That's what happened to Mag, you know. Mag Jackson, she had that medicine, but there's nobody there to make her take it.
Uh-huh.
And she was pretty good shape when I got on here, but she went down fast.
Sure did. All in one.
Yeah. She wouldn't take that medicine. A lot of them, you know, there's got to be somebody there to see that they go ahead and take the medicine.
Oh, she wasn't no young woman.
How far along would you say she was?
I don't know, but she got a daughter about my age. And I'm 65.
Well, oh. Well, now let me see. Mag died when I first come down here. And that's...
her daughter's long the same age.
I come down here around, that would be around 62 when she died.
Yeah.
That's been 10, 12 years. Well. Is her daughter your age?
Yes, sir.
Well, she
I know her when I was a girl. I mean, her used to be the girl. I used to stay out there in the hammock when I was a girl on Mr. Wallace Ward's farm.
Oh, really?
Out to the Hickman.
Yeah. How far from town?
2 miles.
Yeah.
And they raise vegetables?
Yeah. And they used to farm out there.
You don't wear gaudy clothes like she does, though.
Yeah.
You don't dress up in gaudy clothes like,
Well.
She does.
You don't work on the farm. I'm old farmer.
No, all she does is set in the pressing club.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I can't stay dressed up when I'm old farmer.
And you like that farming?
Yes, ma'am. I used to work for Mr. Wood, Mr. Richardson. Raised up on the farm. So hard to know nothing. Wait till the mill a little bit.
Hold and picked and...
I was over to see my boss lady the other day. She's kind of sick. Miss Mayweather. I wasn't know her enough.
Oh, yes. Down there in McIntosh.
Yeah.
And she's complaining?
Yes. I forgot what kind of complaints she said she had. Sitting there with her feet up on her.
Last time I seen her, she looked like she
used to make dresses for me when I was a little girl.
Is that right?
Not a little girl, I put a good sized girl, cause she ain't too much older than me.
Yeah. Yes, she's been hanging around down there a good long while, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Let me see. Pettish, what was her name?
Oh, Miss Pettish. Miss Pettish, she died. That was a stepmom. Me was a stepmom.
Yeah.
Well, she raised her. And she thought, always thought of heap of her. Just like she did her daughter.
I was trying to get her name straight.
You give her the post office. I know she must have thought of his brother. And she used to run the post office. Maybe we ought to get after Miss Pettis to give it up.
Yeah. Pettis. That's her name. Yeah.
Mr. Pettis was his Mayweather's father.
Them was pretty good times, wasn't it, when you lived out there on that place?
Yeah. Work, you put it with hard.
Did you work hard?
Yeah, we'd work on, we'd mostly work on the farm. My daddy shook her up. So he died. He died out there. We'd always have work for us to do. But nowhere but on his little farm. Make us work too.
Make you keep at it.
Cause after I got grown, I was glad of it. They made us work so we know how to do.
Yes.
So that'd have been $5 a job a minute a day if then they made me work. So they wouldn't have known how to do on other people's farms.
Yeah.
I see a heap of people he's sent home because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But my mom and daddy made us go on the way, so we learned.
Yeah. Well, you thought that you was having a hard time then.
I remember I used to be picking peas. Mama had a sweet bucket in her apron. And I couldn't pick no peas, so no. And I'd be looking at the street. That big, I ain't no lot of big peas. I'm so glad one day my daddy come out there in the field. He said, "Cool." He said, "What in the world are you doing with that hanging on the side?" Said, "Maybe you're showing what?" He said, "Well, you getting more work out of you put that switch down." Because them children that dream are crying and looking at their feet. Mom got shame, she put that switch down.
Yeah.
Then we could work. We weren't looking on our switch.
Oh, you just couldn't keep your eyes off that switch?
No, ma'am. Because I know when she hit, she hurt.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, sir. What mad people do with the children now? Because I'm glad they like people do it to them now, because they get old shoe or anything and knock them down. My mama didn't knock us down with a shoe. She did a switching thing out of the leg.
Yeah.
And that's the way the hooker tells you for hooking.
Yeah, that'll make him step high.
Yeah, not go away and bump me over the side of the head, he'd be crazy.
Yeah, like a mule.
Your brain damaged then. Every time you get mad at him, you take a shoe or something and hit him or slap him over, take your fist and draw back and knock him over, he'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see that's the way to do it or not.
But now you...
These young folks do it to them. Oh, I'm gonna haul off and knock them over.
Ooh.
And that gives me the all over. And I see one not took a child and just knock it home.
Yeah.
It ain't my child, but I'll tell you the truth. I love children. I love to see them whoop if they don't do right. But don't take your fist and knock the child over.
Well, but you done better when your mama had some candy in her pocket.
When she didn't have no switch in her apron. She had that switch right away. I'd be sitting there looking at her. Yeah. I wouldn't be picking no feet at all.
You just be looking at that switch.
I'd be reaching with one hand, picking things and looking at that switch. My daddy come out there and see us one day. He watched us a long time. Come on up to the store. Them children ain't gonna do nothing. You always got that switch. You put that switch down there, pick some things. And when he put that switch down, I could take both hands and go home and take the best I could. I wasn't no pin picker, but I had to do his better when she put that switch down. You just see how the crate's coming up now? Oh, I'm showing pin picking now, for.
And that was your mama?
Yeah.
And her name was Cora?
Yeah.
How long you been knowing Sharp?
Yeah.
Was that about when he come here?
Yeah.
Last time I seen him, he was right feeble.
Yeah.
Down there at his house, and he just couldn't get going that day.
Well, he got so he couldn't walk. And they come got him. His sisters come got him.
Yeah.
I hear a killer. They said, well, I couldn't get you to come stay with me, but I guess I can handle you now. And the way she said. So I went to the doctor all the way in. My son had told him in.
Yeah.
And she told me. And his sister come down there. She told me, she let him go. That's what the nurse told him. She let him go now. Because if he stay here, he won't live 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if he go, he might do better. And say, then, So you'll bring him back, won't you? That's all. She wouldn't you bring him back? Well, she wouldn't let us hear what she told me. And I didn't hear what they talk about. She asked her what she bring him back when he get better. She said, yeah. And so, they can. She told me, the nurse told me, said, you better let him go, cause he still ain't gonna do it for 2 weeks now. Then you keep on worrying, you'll be dead. So you sick now, and you need somebody to see after you, instead of you seeing after him.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah. I said, well, I ain't gonna run him away if he don't wanna go. She said, no, that wouldn't be you running away. But his sister warned him, and let his sister have him. He done told me that he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Didn't want to go with her. He wanted to stay here.
And at that time, you wasn't doing good yourself?
No, sir. I was about to go in pneumonia.
Huh?
About to go in pneumonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't anybody to take care of you?
Yeah. No. So he went on back and he didn't live back in 1 day or live in a week.
Oh.
Of course he did have, well, that's one thing, he didn't want to stay there, I don't know. And I don't know how to treat him, but he didn't want to stay there.
Well, who took care of you?
My daughter come home and stayed a while.
Yeah.
And my brother, he stayed there with me.
Oh, I see. Is he any good around the house?
My brother?
Uh-huh.
He's just fine.
Well, some of them ain't much good around the house,
mm-hmm.
are they?
He's just fine. He took care of my mother till she died.
I'll tell you somebody I haven't seen in a good while. That's that fella who lives over there in front of you. Old, what's his name? Old, Patterson.
Patterson?
Yes.
Talking about the boys or the man?
The man.
He went off, but he's back now.
He went off?
He went to see his father.
In Miami?
Yeah. He's back now.
Yeah.
He's somewhere on that tractor now, I think.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen that tractor.
Mm-hmm. You can usually hear it if you don't see it.
You see, when Miss Bessie was living, I'd sit down there on that porch a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I'd see just about everybody, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah.
But now I don't go down there anymore. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
And so I don't, back here you can't see who's passing.
That's fine.
Well, I miss old Patterson running that school bus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he did run that bus.
That.
Yes, sir. And they all talked about him being reckless with it, you know, and he never had any trouble with that bus. Never did.
Mm-hmm.
Never run into anything, did he? Did I ever heard of?
I ain't never heard of you.
No.
Oh, they're going to talk about it. Don't talk about it. Don't care how good you do. People just guard their mouth and they're going to talk.
Yeah. Patterson plowed for me some once. And it was dry up there on that corner. Oh, it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a plow, and his plow wouldn't quite get on in it and cut.
Mm.
It's just too dry, hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I ought to known better than to plow it, you know, when it was that dry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he much wanted to plow it at that time. But you see, if you're going to pay him, he make the money. He can use the money, so he'll go ahead and do it.
I mean, you know, that's just the money.
You got to have it.
You know, she had two of those hampers flung full of peas, John.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she was just resting a little bit in the noon. So hot out there when I got there. You've picked many a pea, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been picking up whatever you get them bad eyes. I went there by myself. I'm by my 6, 7, 8, 6 sometime, 8 sometime.
I didn't know you had any black eyes.
It's over there close where I stay.
Oh, yeah.
Not far from where I stay. Over there where that little house sitting out in the field. And it's trashy out there. That little house about to fall on out there in the track and field.
Uh-huh.
Where that field gate
is. Yeah.
You got a watermelon back over there somewhere, and you got peas back over there. Peas out for me, watermelon.
Who's out there?
Isaiah.
Oh, they are. Well, are there still some over there?
I don't think there is. I think the people done got loose in them. They'll pick them for you, know. They ain't gonna play no. They'll pick you on one.
Is that right?
Every well, one of them, big them. They get y'all more than you will.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well. I guess Isaiah was used to that, ain't he? He's had that happen to him before.
He ain't used to it. He's lowing. And he put an animal off and close to him. He's lowing.
I used to think it'd be fun to have a whole bunch of people out in the patch, you know, working in the field.
Yeah, you can't get them to do nothing. They're all chilling. They like to have money, but they ain't gonna pick no peas. That's the boy there, I say, you wanna go with me to pick peas?
No.
Because I was a little boy too, and we've been picking watermelon, helping with the watermelon. No, I don't pick no peas. My Maggie told me when the peas first got there, if they need him, he'd help. Or she needed to work for. Well, I asked Jesse, wonder boy. I said, I'd bring him out here and let him help pee you if you didn't care. He said, well, you can bring one of them. I said, well, I don't want to bring but one. But I can't do nothing if two of them get out there, they'll just be running over the pee pee. Just be playing. Yeah. He said, well, go down and bring Tara. And see his phone. So I told her about it. What he said. And told that boy, no, he don't keep no pee. Come out there one day and got a mare. And see. Asked a whole lot of questions. And he said he might be out back out there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen him no more. Said he comes to the house and has some soda water.
Would that, if you had plenty of soda water out there, would that make any difference?
Well, yeah. It makes a big difference because they come there all the time by.
Would they come out there and pick peas if they had soda water?
No, they wouldn't come out and pick the peas. They'd come get the soda water.
Oh, they do like that soda water.
Yes, sir. I was sitting with a church. When you go out there to the church, so after with selling out of the church, I just keep it right on. Let them buy it now. I'll carry that donation to the church. Every pastor would be, I just go ahead and pay $5. Well, the rest of them pay $2, but I pay. I get the soda water now. Sell some. Sometimes I do pretty good. That'll help me pay my fee.
Yes.
And they still want it right on. Well, they're quite worrisome sometimes, I tell you the truth. And I feel like quitting. But they're selling so worrisome.
Children are worrisome?
Yeah, they come there and say, I own 2 CRC. Now they look at that box and they see how many Pepsi-Colas in there. And no, I don't believe I want that one, but I want to see 2 Pepsi. Don't see many Pepsi in there, see them just about out, gonna buy me out. So nobody else can. That back up to Texas. Then when you come back and look again, and see the Pepsi Cola, they ask for something else. You got orange or grape? And I said, no, I can hardly get all those grape children and orange. From the spread wood, don't care of them. And they don't care at all to see you, but I get the all to see you from town. And I can't hardly find the grapes. But if I go to Orange Lake, I can find most any kind. Now, I know some of the stores in town have them, but I don't have time to get around all of them. I have to do the best I can because I hire somebody to carry them when I go. And like a person who's got a car can just go around to the stores, get what they want. But I can't, because wherever them people tell me, that's where I got to get them from. I can't keep on worrying them unless they charge me more.
Yeah.
And I ain't making nothing that much out of soda water.
Yeah.
I don't, I 20 cents a bottle is all I get.
How much?
20 cents a bottle. 20 cents for each bottle.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't, you don't make much then, do you?
No.
What, you make about a nickel?
Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know a nickel. I get a cotton and dinner's well. A soda water. A Pepsi Cola. I pay $1.19. And I get a cotton down there, I pay $1.19.
That's 8?
Yeah. And that wouldn't, I don't know whether that would nickel or not.
Yeah, it'd be mighty close.
I guess $1.60. Wait, that's what I get when I pay.
Yeah.
And I sell for 20 in a bar. $1.60.
But then you gotta put it on ice.
Got to keep it on ice.
Yeah. Well, they don't give that away.
You must have a big box.
I keep it. I could afford to sell cans of soda water and get by even. Or I can go get some of them for 10 cents, but they don't want them.
Oh, don't they?
Don't pay all 20 cents for a can. Well, I sell them 2 for 35 cents. And sometimes they buy them, sometimes they won't. I said, I don't know, there's something out there. They'll buy them and give me a quarter piece.
A bottle?
Yeah. They don't, they said, wash it. But them people down there, they don't think it was. They'd buy them, they'd rather me give them less than something for less.
Patterson don't go to church, does he?
I don't think so.
I never seen him go to church.
No, I haven't either.
He used to go with his mama. How long, you've been knowing Patterson a long time.
Yes. Ever since I was a girl.
Well?
Oh, you got a lot of Rodman in here. You didn't see any Rodman?
Yeah, I saw a few.
That means somebody will have to go through them.
That's right.
And that's tedious.
Well, you just eat them.
He's young and I am.
Patterson?
Yeah.
I didn't know about Patterson. He's pretty stout fella.
Yeah.
All them children of which one's best children he's got? Is he what's the girl's name over there? Used to live over there.
His daughter?
Yeah. Used to live over there, don't you know, at that ranch. Across the highway.
Come on. Me love?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed to be a fine girl.
She seemed to be a fine girl.
Yeah.
Does any of the boys like her?
Well, I don't know what on that baby boy.
Yeah.
He's straight of my house most all the time. And Mrs. Sharp was crazy about him. We took him just like he was our little baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was little then. I don't know what he, how he got to be since he been a big boy.
Yeah.
Of course, I see him pretty often. He always act nice with me.
What's his name?
Of course, I tell him he better act nice with him. That's Talon.
Yeah.
He married not long ago.
Oh, the baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a skin plant. He's a hot-tempered little fella. Where did he get that temper?
He got a temper?
Has he got a temper?
I don't know. I didn't know about my boy.
No, that's what you didn't. That boy will blow up someday.
Hmm.
He'll just pop like a firecracker one of these days.
Hmm. I didn't know he'd got like that.
Well, where'd he get that temper?
I didn't know it. Must have got his mama and daddy one of them.
Is Burnett like that? He put it...